Adult Dude Having Discourse. It is a new podcast by JTMNetworks.com, hosted by Todd the 206 Geek. In this podcast, Todd will share his thoughts on many different topics. But because he's ADHD, how long before he either loses interest in the topic or switches topics altogether? Tune in and find out by going to www.adhd.rocks. That's adhd.rocks. After you're done listening to this episode, you should check out Todd's other podcast, hashtag NotAboutYouPod. It's a podcast with comedians Jamal Harrington and Marianne Riley and their nerd cousin Todd. It's a podcast about current events from a comedian's perspective. They also have interviews with other comedians and some other contemporaries. So check out hashtag NotAboutYouPod on your favorite podcasting app or go to NotAboutYouPod.com. That's the letter U, not the word U.
We should, like, go and, like, hang out with Todd.
Whoa. It's Todd.
Yeah.
Todd's even cooler than we thought.
Boys, I'm looking for a fella who goes by the name of Todd.
Oh, yeah. He's cool.
Todd would make, like, a good manager or something.
Todd roll.
Welcome to another episode of the 206 Geek Podcast with your host Todd, the 206 Geek.
Yes, I'm your host Todd, the 206 Geek, and this is another episode of the 206 Geek. I got a few things to talk about today. I just pulled things up on my Feedly list. If you don't know what Feedly is, Feedly.com is a RSS feed reader. Or a news reader, I guess you could say. Basically, you set up an account for free, and then you can, if you have blogs or sites that you know that have a news feed, you can add them to your Feedly list, and it will put it all in one place. That way, you don't have to go to six different websites to check the news or whatever new thing is posted to their site. It's all in one spot. So that's why I use Feedly.com. Because all of my favorite blogs are listed under one tab on this site. And I think they also have apps for your mobile devices as well. And this is not an advertisement. I'm just telling you guys because I'm always talking about Feedly. And I'm you know, it just occurred to me that maybe none of you know what Feedly is. So that's where it is, and that's why I use it. And although a lot of the stories I end up pulling up are from comicbook.com, because they post a lot. And their stuff comes up more frequently on my Feedly list. So, anyways, I grabbed like four or five different stories from comicbook.com, and I have a story also from nerdist.com. The first one I have here is PS3, PS1, and PS2 finally getting a backwards compatibility. And then we're also going to be talking about the Book of Boba Fett. So spoiler alert ahead of time. That way, if you haven't seen all three of the current episodes of the Book of Boba Fett, now's your chance to pause, go watch it, and then come back and listen. All right, and then we have a story here. Adam West's Batman series premiered 56 years ago today. That's awesome. And then the story from Nerdist.com. Everything we know about the Batman, the movie The Batman. So I'll talk about that. And then we have another story from comicbook.com. Jimmy Fallon pokes fun at Hulk Hogan for posting conspiracies online. And then the last story I have is... I'm waiting for my computer to respond because it seems to be lagging right now. Netflix is shooting back-to-back sequels for Red Notice. So those are the things I'll be talking about today. And so let's go back to this PlayStation backwards compatibility possibly happening. So I'm hesitant to believe this is an actual thing, but we'll see. This is what it says here on comicbook.com. A new PlayStation patent suggests that PS5 and possibly the PS4 are getting PS3, PS2, and PS1 backwards compatibility unlike the Xbox Series X, which plays many Xbox 360s and original Xbox games, the PS5 only plays PS4 games and, of course, PS5 games as well. That's obvious. It isn't backwards compatible with PS3, PS2, and PS1 games. The unique architecture of the PS3 gives Sony an excuse when it comes to the third generation PlayStation console, but it's unclear why the PS2 and the PS1 are excluded. That said, it sounds like much of this, if not all of this, may finally remedy itself. If this is actually true, I may end up having it to upgrade to a PS4 at least, but we'll see. This is what it says here. A new patent from Sony Interactive Entertainment has surfaced online, and who's behind the patent? Mark Cerny, or is it Cerny? C-E-R-N-Y. The mastermind behind PlayStation hardware. And what's the patent for? Well, it's titled Backwards Compatibility through the Use of Spoof Clock and Fine Grain Frequency. In short, PlayStation is working on backwards compatibility tech, presumably to unlock legacy PlayStation consoles on the PS5 and maybe the PS4. So if this ends up being true, I may end up having to pony up for a new next gen console, one of the newer consoles in the last 4 years, 5 years even. All of my consoles are well over 10 years old. And I don't play many games anymore because of that. It says here, there's nothing about the patent that suggests it has anything to do with enabling backwards compatibility support for PS3 games or PS2 games or PS1 games. But that's, of course, where everyone's mind immediately goes to. Okay. And then it says here, I think this is the last thing it says, the unfortunate reality is Sony constantly files for patents, many of which never graduate beyond the conceptual stage. Over the years, a wide range of tantalizing PlayStation patents have surfaced online, and nothing has ever come of them. This is true not only of Sony patents, but patents in general. Yeah. That sucks, man. If anything, that should get people excited. And maybe if enough people were like, hey, we want this. Please make this happen. Why won't you do this? I think what may end up having to happen, and it probably already has happened, to be honest. I know plenty of people that used to have PlayStations, but all now have Xboxes. And, you know, people have moved over to the other consoles because they are backwards compatible in some way, shape, or form. As I understand it with the Xbox, it's not every game. It's some games, which in itself is kind of bullshit. I think if you're going to do backwards compatibility, it should be for everything and not just a handful of games. But, you know, what can you do? Other than maybe not buying their content anymore and going someplace else for it. That's about the only thing I can think of that people are going to have to do in order to get, you know, the things that they would like to get out of those products. All right. So, and like I've always told you guys, all these stories are available on the podcast Facebook page. If you can go to facebook.com/206geek. And scroll down through there, you'll find the stories I'm talking about. This one, the title of it was just, is PS3, PS2, and PS1 backwards compatibility finally happening? That's the name of that article. So that should come right up. I've already given a spoiler alert, so if you don't want spoilers, then you need to, like, step aside, come back.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. All right, so the Book of Boba Fett, somebody has breaks the silence on Star Wars' debut. Okay. The Book of Boba Fett's third episode was released on Disney Plus today and features some unexpected appearances. Not only was an Emmy-nominated character actor Stephen Root in the episode as Lortha Peel, but Chapter 3, The Streets of Mos Espa, also featured Yellow Jackets star Sophie Thatcher as Drash. However, we were especially excited to see Danny Trejo pop up in the episode. Trejo has over 400 acting credits to his name, but he's known best for working with Robert Rodriguez, who was executive producer and director on the newest Star Wars series. The latest episode featured a brand new Rancor, the monster fans grew to love in Return of the Jedi, and Trejo played the Rancor Keeper. He took to Twitter today, celebrating his debut. And it has his tweet here says, "Guess who's a Rancor Keeper?" He posted on Twitter. You can check out the tweet below. That's all. Yeah, I did see that. I did see Danny Trejo in there, and I figured it was probably. And I forgot that Rodriguez was an executive producer. Right? I figured because the Trejo was in it that Rodriguez was like directing it because he's in everything that Rodriguez does, which is awesome, right? If you don't, yeah. I personally like anything I've seen from Rodriguez. His original movie, Los Mariachi, or I can't remember. The Mariachi, the original one, his first movie. And then, yeah, all those other movies that come after that were also amazing. So, let's see here. All right. It goes on to say here, Trejo isn't the only staple to make an appearance in the Book of Boba Fett. The director himself cameoed in the show's premiere as Doc Stress. The Tren Doshan, who presents Fett with a Wookiee pelt as tribute. Oh. Nice. I didn't know that was him. Bubba was my favorite, so I was really excited I got to do that and just do him. Rodriguez previously shared with comicbook.com. I want to have him showcase because I was 12 when Empire Strikes Back came out, and they were talking Boba Fett before the movie came out. The marketing was really pushing him, so you really thought he was going to have a huge role in it. So I really wanted to satisfy that need, more Boba Fett in this. Yeah, I don't think I was quite that old when Empire came out, because I think, well, maybe I was, because I was 6 when the first movie came out, Star Wars, and I think there was like 6, 7, 8, 9. So I was 9 when Empire came out, because it came out in 1980. So yeah, I was 9. So he's a couple years older than me. So. And then it says here, the Book of Boba Fett is set to have 4 more episodes, and Temuera Morrison, who plays Boba Fett, previously teased an exciting finale, which will hit Disney Plus on February 9th in a joint interview with The Hollywood Reporter. Ming-Na Wen, who plays Fennec Shand, stopped Morrison from revealing too much about Chapter 7 ahead of its debut. Yes, full of surprises. The Book of Boba Fett, full of surprises series. Morrison quipped, yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up. Oh, wait till episode 7. Wow. Yeah. You're not supposed to give away the ending. Clearly. I've friends of mine said they actually talked to him when he was at SummerCon a few years back, and he sounds like he's a really cool dude to talk to. Maybe one day I'll have a chance to talk to him. Who knows? All right, so next story I have on the list of things to talk about, also from comicbook.com. Adam West's Batman TV series premiered 56 years ago today, January 12th. Oh, wow. So, and fans are remembering this show. A lot of people grew up with the actor on TV establishing that wonderful rogues gallery of non-comic reader for non-comic readers. In a lot of ways, he and Burt Ward were the faces of the characters for a long time. However, as comics have become more widespread and their influence extended, many books began to distance themselves from the interpretation of the characters. But, as the old adage goes, everything comes back around. A younger generation of Bat fans see the appeal of West's work. There are some people who believe Robert Pattinson's mask on the upcoming movie is an homage to the show. Check out some of the best posts right here. I can kind of see it because Pattinson's mask is leather. And it's, you know, sewn together in a very similar pattern as to the one that West was wearing. Here's some of the tweets. At Homage posts a bunch of pictures of Adam West and Burt Ward in their bat costumes. Excuse me, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, my throat is being all froggy. The TV series Batman starring Adam West premiered on this day in 1966. It shows a couple black and white photos and some colored ones as well. And then we have at Kenny Langlia. Happy birthday to Batman. American live action TV series first shown this day, 1966. Maybe I need some water or something to drink. I have a little can of Coke here. All right, that's better. Maybe my throat not being dry will help. And Kenny says, happy birthday to Batman American live-action TV series, first shown this day on 1966, based on the DC comic book character of the same name. It stars Adam West as Bruce Wayne and Batman, and Burt Ward as Dick Grayson and Robin, two crime-fighting heroes who defend Gotham City. Hashtag Batman. And Comixology says this, Batman, the iconic TV show starring Adam West and Burt Ward airs its first episode today in 1966. The show was just as much known for its earworm of a theme song as its campy moral lessons. Lest we ever forget the episode about seatbelt safety. If you haven't seen the original Batman TV series, the 66 Batman series, I believe it's online. You can watch all four seasons. Let me take a look real quick. I can find out where you can watch it. It might be on Netflix, honestly. And actually, the easiest way to find information about it is, and this is bringing up a comic book series. I didn't, you know what? I do remember there being a comic book. Series based on the TV show called Batman 66. But you could probably also find the series by just typing in Batman 66. Let's see here. Maybe typing in Batman 66 show. Oh, yes, you can watch it for free on TubiTV.com. You can own it on Google Play Movies, YouTube, Apple TV, and Amazon Prime all have it for purchase if you don't want to watch it with commercials. But if you don't mind the commercials every 10 minutes or so, every 5 minutes, you can watch it for free on TubiTV.com. I'm sure it has all 4 seasons of it, or 5 seasons, however many seasons there were. Actually, it looks like there's only 3 seasons. I was thinking there was like 4 or 5, but I guess there's only 3. So, let's see here. Yep. So that's awesome. That show premiered 6 years before I was born. And no, wait, that's not right. 66. That's 4 years before I was... Yeah, no, wait. 71. Brain. I can't brain today. Let's see here. 71 minus 66 equals 5. Yeah, 5 years before I was born. I was right. My math isn't that terrible. I just, for a second there, started second-guessing myself. All right, speaking of Batman, let's get on to the next story here. Everything we know about the Batman, as posted by Nerdist.com. And I'm going to go ahead and share this story, because this is not one that I don't think this is... I don't think Nerdist stories get automatically shared to my page. Come on, here we go. Page you manage... Today, folks, the 206 Geek. Latest episode. Here we go. All right. Had to share that. And it says here, it's been 8 years since the last solo big screen Batman outing, but you can't keep the Caped Crusader down for long. A new Batman film, simply titled The Batman, will be hitting movie theaters in the fall of 2021. Initially set to star Ben Affleck, who'd also direct, the film shifted gears after he departed the project. It is now... in its own continuity apart from the DCEU. Here's everything we know so far about the long-awaited return of Gotham's Guardian to the big screen. Before I read this, I want to say this. I saw something earlier that I thought was interesting. I think that DC should bring Batman, Bruce Wayne, and Batman to the small screen. I think we should see a Arrowverse version of The Dark Knight. And I think somebody posted an article, I didn't read it, but I saw the title, saying that they thought that Superman and Lois would be the best place to introduce him as a character. Now, I don't think that DC and Warner Brothers will ever do a live-action Batman again. Not since Adam West, even. They think he's like a big-screen kind of bad guy. Or not bad guy. you know, superhero. Why did I say bad guy? He's not a bad guy. So I think that would be, I mean, they did give us Batwoman, which is awesome, and she is, I'm not taking away that at all. I think she's an amazing character. I love the show so far. But yes, I would love to see Batman again. You know, I would love to see Batwoman, Batman, and, you know, and Superman, and any number of other, you know, first-tier DC superheroes get together on a small screen. We've already had Green Arrow and The Flash and Supergirl, you know, all on the same screen at one point. Why not Batman? I don't understand why they're so hesitant to bring Batman back to TV, other than maybe they don't want people comparing that Batman to Adam West's. Because it's, you know, it's been 56 years since that. So, I don't know. I think that would be awesome. Maybe we'll see it. Probably not, though. It's less likely to be real than it, you know, anything else. So, all right. So, let's get on to this story here. Okay. Given that this film is a noir-style mystery, many fans think it will be an adaptation of, or at least inspired by, the comic book series The Long Halloween. That seminal miniseries featured nearly all of Batman's villains and The Dark Knight following the trail of a killer who's in a year-long detective story. And we actually, if you've not seen it yet, there is actually two animated films that actually do that storyline. Just called The Long Halloween. Batman The Long Halloween. And both of them, part one and part two, are available. You can rent them or you can purchase them. It goes on to say this. Reeves hasn't said anything about The Long Halloween, though. He has said the movie will focus on Batman's second year of wearing the cape and cowl. Batman is far from perfect, but is not having the effect he wants to have on Gotham. A series of murders start happening in Gotham, as seen in the teaser, and they tie into the history of the city. So while this movie empathetically not an origin tale, Reeves said the movie does touch on Batman's origins. As Bruce learns more about Gotham's corruption, Bruce has to reconcile it with how his family, the Waynes, fit into the mess. It's a detective story. There's a mystery, but the Batman's also an incredibly personal story. In a trailer released via Warner Brothers Japan, we get another look at the film, specifically Paul Dano as the Riddler. In the trailer, which features new footage per Matt Reeves, we see Bruce go after the Riddler, who's been billed by the media as a dangerous serial killer. Haven't seen this. Maybe I should play it. Turn the volume up on the computer. On the board here.
ジョーカーの衝撃は序章に過ぎなかった。
Let's play a game.
What's black and blue and dead all over?
世の中を恐怖で支配する最強の知能犯、リドラー。If
you are justice, please do not lie.
I'm here to unmask the truth about this city.
You're part of this too.
How am I part of it?
You'll see.
The hell are you supposed to be?
今、男の嘘が暴かれる。
this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
Who are you under there?
What is the price for your blind eye?
Dude, I love the new Batmobile.
I got you!
That is so awesome! I love that part. Oh, dude.
Batman.
I am so looking forward to seeing this. Oh, wow. I don't know about you guys, but I this is the first time I've seen that particular version of the trailer. And I've seen some of the clips where we see like the Riddler. I don't really care for the new look of the Riddler. I know he's supposed to be reminiscent of somebody else. But I don't know, maybe I'm a purist and I want him to look like the Riddler. I want him to be wearing, you know, green, and I want him to be wearing question marks on his outfit. I liked the Riddler from the Gotham TV series. That Riddler was fucking amazing. I liked that guy. He did the part well. It wasn't overly campy, but it wasn't also like a complete departure from the source material. And that's kind of how I feel about it. I think we should have had that. And this version of the Riddler, I don't know, maybe after I've seen the movie, I'll be like, okay, this is good. I like it. But until I see all of the movie, I just don't really care for that version. At least, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a purist when it comes to DC Comics, and I want the characters to look the way they're supposed to look. But I don't know. Maybe I'll grow to like it after seeing the movie. Okay, and it says, and then it also says right below the video, it says, plus, if you look and listen closely, the trailer might just be hinting at the Joker, who is long rumored to appear in the film. In the latest trailer, dubbed The Bat and the Cat, gives us a much better look at Zoe Kravitz's Selina Kyle. As the Riddler continues to threaten the Caped Crusader, he appears to have an uneasy alliance with Catwoman. But as he suggests to Alfred, even he isn't sure exactly what their deal is. Are they friends, foes, or something in between? But it wouldn't be Batman if it wasn't a little murky. And the Batmobile, oh my god, it's probably my favorite Batmobile since the Keaton Batmobile. And that one was impressive. I fucking loved that car. I thought it was just like this. It's without having like a bunch of like bumper stickers or things to say get the fuck out of my way, it looked like something you didn't want to be in front of when you're driving down the road. And this one has that same feel, but it's like half the size. It looks like a modified early 70s muscle car, and that's probably why I like it the most, because I love muscle cars. And yeah, let's see here, anything else? Yeah, I really don't like that look of the Riddler. All right. Next story. Jimmy Fallon pokes fun at Hulk Hogan for posting COVID-19 conspiracies online. Man. I haven't really followed WWE or wrestling in quite some time. I haven't even really followed Hulk Hogan since, I think I used to watch his reality show, Hogan Knows Best, back when it was on TV. And I thought it was like watching a dumpster fire. You didn't know what was going to happen. It also felt very staged, but it was like also things happened. It was like, whoa, what? So this is what it says here on comicbook.com. WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan started trending earlier this week for posting an anti-vaccination conspiracy theory on Facebook. And it wound up being part of Jimmy Fallon's monologue on the latest episode of The Tonight Show. The Hulkster commented on Facebook on a Facebook post comment section by implying that comedian Bob Saget, who tragically died over the weekend, Betty White, who passed on December 31st, mere weeks before her 100th birthday, and Sidney Poitier, who passed away at the age of 94 on January 6th, all died because they received the COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, fuck's sake. Oh. Really, dude? Oh, come on. You know, man, any respect I had for Hogan is now gone, because that is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Hogan wrote, quote, 100% Betty White and Sidney were also jabbed. They're dropping like flies, but they'll never say that, end quote. He has since edited that comment regarding the comment. Fallon said Hogan's under a lot of fire after he suggested that the COVID vaccine is to blame for some of the recent deaths of our biggest celebrities. As a result, Hulk Hogan has been named the heavyweight champion of Facebook. Now you're laughing now, but if Trump's reelected, he's the new Dr. Fauci. What? Oh, that's what Fallon said. Okay. Here, I'll play it. There looks like there's video of it. I'll play it.
Welcome to The Tonight Show. We're here. You made it. Thank you for watching. I appreciate it. I love you, too. Well, guys, today New York City got slammed with an Arctic blast, causing wind chills around 0 degrees, making one of New York City's coldest day in years. You can't see it at home, but right now the entire audience is spooning each other. Today, even the biggest anti-maskers are like, damn it, give me one. All right, just give me an N95, too. Yeah, it's that type of cold where the Domino's guy sits on your pizza while delivering it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, this is exciting. I saw that the Girl Scouts announced a new partnership with DoorDash that will allow their drivers to deliver Girl Scout cookies. Right now, there's a bunch of 50-year-old drivers like, do I really have to wear the sash?
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I don't know. Is it really buying Girl Scout cookies if you're not guilted into ordering as many boxes as your coworkers? Really, Kelly bought 10 boxes. Just saying. If you're keeping track, we can't get rapid tests to Americans, but do-si-dos, check. We figure that out. Hey, this is fun. The TSA just released its annual list of the weirdest things that they've confiscated. And this year's items include a chainsaw and a burrito filled with meth.
Oh.
Yep. Someone tried flying with a chainsaw. In fairness, how else can you cut through the chicken on a United flight?
It looks a little tough. You want a bite of my burrito?
Well, the pandemic has caused all kinds of shortages around the world, but Norway's military is dealing with a very unique one. Check this out.
Norway's military faces an extraordinary problem.
Okay, I thought I was going to have...
Whether it's the Norwegian military or why the military invented...
I got to find the bit about...
After he suggested that the COVID vaccine is to blame for the recent deaths of some of our biggest celebrities. As a result, Hulk Hogan has been named the heavyweight champion of Facebook. Now, you're laughing now, but if Trump's reelected, he's the new Dr. Fauci. There was a new episode of The Bachelor last night. You
okay.
Watch The Bachelor?
That's it. That was it. I was thinking it was going to play just the part where he talked about Hogan, but apparently it was this entire monologue. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know. I think I think it's sad that people actually think that's even a possibility, that's why these celebrities of Hull have, I mean, people suggesting that someone over the age of 90 died because of COVID, the COVID vaccine, and not because of, you know, natural causes, because they're over 90 years old, to me is ridiculous. I think, why would you think that? Now, Bob Saget, he was 65, and, you know, that's not that old, but he's 65 is considered senior citizen, right? I mean, he was able to buy, like, off the senior menu at Denny's with, you know, being that old. You know, being that old, he was also able to, like, get a place to live in a senior living trailer park or something. But no, I don't think you're, I don't know, maybe, I think people are reaching when it comes to these things. Like, look, these people that died were not young, you know, and really, and super, super healthy. They may have been super healthy, but they were not young. So there's parts of, yeah, I don't know. I think Hogan is just trying to stay relevant. He's trying to be controversial so people will talk about him. And at least I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping that's why he says these stupid ass fucking things, and not, you know, that he actually believes them. You know, he also could have been, like, really high or really drunk when he started posting or replying to someone else's posts, you know. I don't know. I think, that was pretty funny, though, Jimmy. Jimmy Fallon, I think, is probably my favorite host of The Tonight Show. I was never a huge fan of Jay Leno. In fact, of the talk shows in the 90s and early 2000s, the one I would watch more was probably Conan, and maybe second to that was you know, Letterman. So, but yeah. Plus, I like the bits that Fallon does on his version of the Tonight Show, like the games that they play with the karaoke roulette or whatever it's called, where they pick a song and then like something to kind of make a parody with that song. I don't know. They would do it impressions and singing. That's what it was. They would have the guest sing as somebody else a song. So yeah. All right. So last story I have here is Netflix shooting back-to-back sequels for Red Notice. If you haven't seen Red Notice, it stars Ryan Reynolds, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and what was her name? Gal Gadot, or Gal Gadot. And that's who it was. I was trying to think of who it was. It was, all I remember is a stunning brunette is all I remembered. But it's Gal Gadot, and it says here, Netflix's Red Notice hit streaming services at the end of last year, and the action comedy saw Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot on a globetrotting adventure. Not only did the movie have Netflix's biggest opening day for any film, but it also became the streaming service's most watched movie of all time. Despite the film's weak reviews from critics, because, you know, critics... I don't know, I think critics... Yeah, I think they're jaded because they think it's going to be some stupid movie because it takes three of, like, Hollywood's biggest names and throws them into a storyline. Audience seemed to enjoy it. In fact, director Rawson Marshall Thurber teased back in November that the movie would probably be getting a sequel. Now, according to Deadline, Red Notice is officially getting not one sequel, but two. Deadline reports that all three stars, as well as Thurber, will be returning for the follow-up films, which will film back-to-back. Currently, the first sequel is expected to begin production at the start of 2023. It's rumored that Thurber has begun writing the script, but he said back in November he hadn't started the process yet. It says here, Thurber also spoke with Empire Magazine last year about working with the Red Notice cast. I mean, talk about charisma, he shared. So what does happen when you get Deadpool, Wonder Woman, and Black Adam in the immediate vicinity of one another? I feel very, very fortunate. It's a little bit like directional cheating. Oh, excuse me, directorial cheating. God, Todd. You can read. Having all three of them together in the same frame, chemistry is just not a function of writing or even directing. It's a function of casting. You either have it or you don't, and those guys have something special. I have to admit, they did feel natural hanging out and chatting and talking and interacting with each other. It didn't feel like it was forced or, you know, fake, you know. Oh man, let's see here. It goes on to talking about the success of the original one. I don't know. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's definitely worth watching. I'm trying to remember the storyline. The problem I have with a lot of times with movies, even if I like the movie, unless I watched it like half a dozen times, I'm not going to remember much of what happened in the movie. I just remember there was lots of action, it made me laugh, and there was a few surprises. I remember thinking, oh wow, I didn't see that coming. So, yeah, if you haven't seen Red Notice, it's on Netflix right now, and I think that is it for today, and thank you again for listening to the 206 Geek. I've been your host, Todd, the 206 Geek, and you guys have a great day. Have a fantastic week, and I hope your upcoming weekend is amazing. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Remember, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and tell a friend.